come to a place unlike any other. A living island. A magical, mysterious land far across the sea, where human beings are only visitors. Home to a civilization of strange and wondrous animals. Gateway to hundreds of millions of other dimensions. Welcome to Otter Island.
Today's story begins at the pinnacle of the Star Otter Eyrie. Three friends sit perched on the topmost of the platforms. As we approach them, we can see that one is Gabriel, the gull-winged mutant who serves in the patrol. The second, from his deep orange glow, we recognize as Niride, the Eyrie's defender. The third one, a rather plain-looking otter, stares at the sky, oddly unafraid despite his precarious altitude.
I just love to come up here in my zen to this awesome view, dude.
It is truly spectacular. It makes me so grateful for my wings.
I never thought about how much someone used to be on the ground. I guess it must be pretty special.
So what about the sky, Bill?
It's a bad combo with the sky, man. Look how mondo gloomy it is for the time of year.
But can you fix it?
Hey man, I am the weather mage.
So, fix it.
Okay, just give me some room, daddy-o. This sort of bibbity-bobbity-boo needs the right paw gestures, you know what I mean? You wiggle the wrong claw and you can make it rain jellyfish or something.
You're not serious, are you?
Yeah, they sort of freaked out a bit back in Seattle the last time I did that.
Perhaps we should...
Hey, guy, relax. Look, ruby sunshine. Bummer.
Perhaps we should forget about it.
No, something just hocused when it should have pocused. Let me just zone again. Dude, this is not cool.
You sure you can do this?
Chill out, winged dude. Something heavy out there is messing with my chi. It ain't my fault the sky's going to Wigsville.
What's going on with the clouds?
Who's up there playing around with his magic?
That fool. Magic isn't something to be played with. You need to respect it. It's a powerful tool, not a plaything.
Well, unfortunately, the Nikiel agree with you. That's why I've called you here, man.
Well, get on with it, then. Tell me what's stuck in your craw.
This.
Magic stones?
Or what's left of them.
What happened?
Nagil happened to. They stole the stones right from the gateway and used them to build bombs.
Bombs?
These stones can do more than just control the gate. Red and green, for example, create a magnetic field. Blue and white create cold. Blue and yellow...
Explode? Yes, I know. I just never figured those slithery fish faces were smart enough to build a bomb.
They are part human, you know.
Oh, pish tosh. Human blood is worthless.
I'm part human.
Oh, psh. So are more than half of the people on this island, me included. Look at Bill up there. He had a human grandmother, and what did it get him?
Point taken.
Pedigrees don't impress me. Results are what impress me.
While the enemy got results, they blew the patrol meeting hall to bits.
But they didn't get you, did they?
No, but...
No. You survived, and you won the battle.
Well, the fact remains that we are now short on yellow and blue stones. This means that certain dimensions can no longer be accessed through the gate. Among them are Rat City, Zamjala, and Murin, all of whom are valuable allies and trading partners.
So you need new stones.
Exactly. Normally we get them from Zamjala, but because of the shortage of stones...
I heard their gate was under a sea of acid this time of year anyway.
That's right.
So what do you want me to do?
You're the top veteran explorer on the island. I was hoping you would know of some place we can gather stones.
Robot world? know, they're in the middle of a civil war. There's Yo-Yo Lon, but they're having problems with their gate, too. I'm not going back to Fort Crawlins, not after what happened in that house. There's... no, pirates took those. There's the 100th Vale. No, not enough blue stones to get there. Wanna? No. The Realm of Chaos wouldn't have any.
Perhaps if you went over your journals.
What? You don't think my memory is good enough?
I didn't say that.
I'll have you know my mind is as sharp as... sharp as... Well, anyway, I'm going to go look through my journals. I'll find those stones for you. You'll see, you uppity whippersnapper.
I have every confidence in you, Pam.
And then there is the reception for Lord Vlidic on the following day.
Why are we having a reception for Lord Vlidic?
What? He's been away, Your Excellency. They're scouting new hunting grounds. He's only just returned yesterday.
So he needs our thanks for just doing his job. Oh, what is becoming of our aristocracy?
I
am so weary of these.
Well, hello, my father. Can I bother you for a moment of your time?
Tharren, what do you want, my son?
Hey, now, can't I even stop by my father's chambers now and then to say hello?
Of course you can, but you never do. You're here because you want something. What is it?
Why, yes. Now that you mention it, my perceptive father, yes, there is something you can do for me.
Of course.
It seems that supplies for the army, the supplies have been severely cut.
That is because the army has been severely cut.
Heh, your sense of humor is as sharp as ever, my father.
Get to the point.
Well, some think the cuts are too severe. There are younger Nagils joining the ranks. Yet the supply master will not obey my orders to increase the supplies for them.
Fine. Tell them I said to do as you command.
Very good, my father.
Where were we?
We finished with your schedule, my lord. We were just about to address the matter of the war widows.
What about them?
They will require employment now that they have no support from...
Have them work in the kelp fields. There's always work to be done with the kelp.
Actually, sire, your son has made plans to employ them himself.
In
his harem.
And why am I not surprised? That whelp of mine thinks of nothing besides pleasuring himself with food and women! Oh, why was I ever cursed with such a son?
I'm sure I know not, sir.
Leave me.
As you wish.
And summon the witch!
Yes, Your Excellency.
So, this is the famous Otter Island, eh? Interesting. I always thought it would be, I don't know, brighter. Well, let's get on with it. Huh? Oh, don't tell me. This place isn't even attached to the rest of the island. How am I supposed to get over there? Swim? I can't swim. I'm a dwarf. I'd sink like a stone. You can't be serious. You want to make me into one of those things? You know, in my world, we hunt those things. All right. Hey, my shoes! I paid a lot of money for those shoes. And look at my toes. That's just so... Ah! My pants! You could have warned me before you did the tail. I paid 30 gold ducats for those. Oh, my beautiful clothes. At least let me keep the vest. You're going to need the vest. What? In the water? If I must. I suppose I must, but I'll have you know I'm doing this under protest.
Here's spring and fall. Where's the journal for summer? Oliver, have you seen...
I have it here. I'm still going through it.
Oh. Carry on, then. What about you, Picado? You could be helping us go through these journals.
You know I can't read.
A beast your age can't read.
Only arrived here 2 months ago. I lived in the wild before that. You expect me to be able to read?
Well, why are you here, then?
Because as your bodyguard, I need to know where you're going once you decide on a place. Otherwise, I can't prepare.
Pan, I think I found something.
What is it, Oliver?
It's one you didn't visit yourself. It seems that Traveling Pangolin told you about it. There's a human mining colony there. Among the minerals they mine are several varieties of magic stone, including yellow and blue.
Hey, Dad. All right, then. We leave first thing in the morning.
Your seer is here, Your Excellency.
Good, good. Send her in.
By your command, my Emperor.
You know I trust you have your reasons for appearing before me in ill form.
At my age, I'm selected merely dwelling places for aches and pains.
You will have more aches and pains if you do not explain to me this minute why your last protection ended in abject failure. You assured me our invasion of the island would be successful.
I said no such thing. I only told you what the omens told me, and that was that the Emperor would make it possible for Nagil to walk upon the island.
What other interpretation can there be?
I do not interpret. I only report. But if you wish, I can read the omens again.
Yes, yes. Go and get your things and read them again.
That will not be necessary. I have them here.
What? I didn't see you come in with anything.
I placed them here earlier. I knew you would wish to hear the omens again. I am your seer after all.
Get on with it then before I start making some very unhealthy predictions of my own.
Excuse my slowness. It is difficult to transform at my age. Now then, the bones, the cards, the crabs and trails I shall read. The leaves, would you hold this crystal for me, my Emperor? It works better that way.
Of course.
Yes, here it is. The Nagil shall walk upon the island by the efforts of an Emperor and a traitor. Then the Nagil and the Otter shall conspire to make it so.
Which we did.
There shall be 7 others. One with a mighty sword. One with powerful electricity. The magical one. The woman whose hand is her weapon.
Yes, I know all this. My elite commandos were those 7. They met each of the requirements. Don't you have anything new to tell me?
There is something new here. Something which was not here last time.
What is it?
The Emperor shall be the grandson of one who consorts with spirits.
What are you talking about? Look, everybody knows my grandfather summoned devils. That is not new.
The son shall slay the father and be slain by the Emperor. And the Emperor shall be turned to stone.
What in the sea is that supposed to mean?
I do not know, but this little piece of information is far less vague. Prince Farron is going to be a father.
Oh, huzzah! That's hardly news either.
By his wife. A legitimate son. Farron has sired an heir to the throne.
Where is that Picado? He knows we're supposed to be here at dawn. I'm not about to start without him, and I'm anxious to get started.
I'm here.
You're late.
How long have you been waiting?
We just got here.
Oh, never mind about that. Are you ready?
Ready and willing.
Oliver, the address, please.
Yes, Pan. Blue, orange, green, white, orange, yellow, green, red, black.
Never ceases to amaze me each time that gate opens.
Remember, say nothing until I direct you. We don't know what languages we may encounter.
Yes, sir. Oops, sorry.
After she's turned into a snake, wait 7 days and then apply the second charm. Your pup will turn back into an otter. She'll look a little different, but she'll have a full complement of limbs.
Oh, thank you. You've no idea what a relief this is.
Who's next, Amanda?
Biddy Brown Pond. And just to the otter.
Hello. Hi. I've got a little problem.
So, I see.
Well, I'm not sure what these spots are here, but since they've got scales, I figured you would be the otter to talk to.
I do believe this is pterosaur skin. Reptilian for certain. Yes, I'm pretty sure it's some kind of dinosaur skin.
But what about my stuffed buddy here?
His spots are kiwi juice. What were you doing when these spots appeared?
Nothing, really. I was just eating some wild kiwis I found growing by the channel.
You probably got bitten by transmites. Good thing you didn't swallow one. They get into the food, you know. One poor woman swallowed one in an apple. She's been a dog ever since.
I like dogs.
You've obviously never been hunted by one. Hold on. Here it is. Just rub this cream on any part that's turned reptilian, and you should be back to normal in a few days.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. But what about my little friend?
Fortunately, transmite bites aren't as hazardous to flesh toys. His condition should clear up with some soap and water.
Thanks ever so much, Aaron.
Oh, and I would go see Tack or Snidge to get some hedge balls. That ought to keep the transmites away. Who's next?
I think that was your last client for today, Daddy.
Oi!
Sadie?
You'd better fix this right away.
Fix what?
Like you don't know. Someone cursed Blackie and me with a magic coin. Now Blackie is a cat, and I have a rabbit's tail.
A magic coin, you say?
And I wonder where such a magical thing might have come from, Mr. Traffical and Magic Items?
I haven't had any magical coins in here in, well, ever. Didn't come from me.
Where did it come from, then?
You do know that this island used to be home to a colony of wizards, don't you? There's stuff like that all over the place. Let me get a look at your tail there.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
You want me to fix it, don't you? I need to examine your tail to see what kind of magic did this.
Fine.
Magic meter is reading almost 500 megajoules. This is almost certainly genie magic.
Genie magic?
Yes, and I'd like to know who on this island has a genie. Here we go. These are unwish candles. It'll allow you to cancel the effect of any one wish. They only work once, and you have to blow them out in one breath, so use them carefully.
Oh, I'm looking for Orin. Oh, I'm sorry, I can come back later.
That's all right. I was just leaving.
What can I do for you, Mr. Dwarf?
Dwarf? Oh, no, I'm just an otter like yourself.
Hardly. You walk like someone who's been bipedal all his life. Humanoid, to be precise. Human or elf would have ducked instinctively when coming through the door. You did so like you're not used to it, meaning you're probably a dwarf or a leprechaun.
I have an odd sort of walk, to be sure.
Your eyes are also those of a humanoid, rough with crow's feet so common in dwarves. And you have a dwarven accent. Plus, you're wearing a dwarven vest.
I get around. I bought this vest in the dwarven world.
Plus, the magic meter spiked when you walked in. There's no wear on your claws. Your fingers have scars on them, but your webbing doesn't. Add to that the fact that there is no loose fur on your vest, and I can surmise that you were transformed less than 24 hours ago.
I am impressed. I can see that your reputation was not mistaken.
What can I do for you, Mr.
Bingler? Bingler Crustbrow, at your service. I wonder if I might confer with you in private.
Amanda, run along and play outside.
According to the scouts of Insectivore City, the mines aren't far from here. About an hour's walk straight ahead. We need 12 blue stones and 10 yellow stones to replace what the Nagil stole. Ow! My ears!
The air pressure is higher in this world. Just stretch your jaw for a few minutes and you'll get better.
I know all about air pressure, Picado. I was hopping dimensions while you were still a twitch of your father's whiskers.
I see buildings ahead.
What is that?
A cafe. A human cafe.
How do you know that?
I used to be a pet. I came to the island when my master died. I've seen places almost exactly like this back in the city.
Should we investigate?
My head says no, and yet I can't help but indulge my curiosity. This town. It was obviously abandoned many years ago, but the cafe is so clean.
It's like someone just stepped out a minute ago.
Or they're waiting for us. Look, 3 mint candies on the counter.
Allow me.
Don't. It might be poisoned.
If it is, it's my job to find that out. I'm sure it isn't, though. If someone wanted to kill us, they wouldn't have gone to such elaborate measures.
All right, then.
Seems safe enough.
Police.
Huh?
Concentrate.
Did you just say something?
Desires.
Where is that voice coming from?
Hush. I want to hear this. It could be important.
In the basket on the...
Counter.
Please concentrate on your desires and place a sample of your hair in the basket on the counter.
This whole place... it's come alive.
That's an odd request.
This will ensure you receive the most efficient service possible.
I can't see any harm in it. Here you are.
Only because I'm so very curious.
Here's one of mine.
The hairs just disappeared.
Barbecued crab. I smell barbecued crab.
And peppered salmon.
But...
it's my favorite dish. Right down to the peppermint tea.
And mine! Half-shelled, just the way I like it!
Mine too. Calamari and oysters. This is very strange.
You're the bodyguard. Do you think it's safe?
If the candies weren't poisoned, there's no reason those would be. I didn't see you there.
Picado, who were you talking to?
The waiter. At least I assume he's the waiter.
Picado, there's nobody there.
You are not hallucinating. He will see me as soon as he eats.
He says you'll see him when you eat.
Oh, there he is. He looks like a human in a suit, but with the head of a sea otter.
What a strange-looking creature.
I am so glad you have come. It has been so long since anyone has come to visit.
I can pass my paw right through you. What are you?
I have been called by many names. You can call me whatever you like.
But what are you?
I am everything you see around you.
I don't understand.
I am the restaurant.
Wait a minute. Everything around us? Even the food?
Yes, that is correct. Even the food. Oh, please do not be alarmed. It does not hurt me when you eat bits of me. That is how I communicate.
how you communicate?
It is fairly simple. I think about what I want to tell you, and then, when you eat some of my substance, those thoughts are transferred to you. You hear what I want to say by asking questions of this representation of me. I hear your thoughts the same way.
Our hairs. You ate them.
Yes, that is correct.
But how in the world did a being like you come to be?
If you want to change topics, you need to concentrate on your question and give more of your substance. You can put some of your hairs in the ashtray.
All right, then. Let's converse.
I'm not sure I understand this.
It's all perfectly legit. I know you want a family, and there's a family who needs someone like you. I want to bring you together.
What's in it for you?
A small commission. I won't deny I'm in this for money, but I want to see you happy as well.
Tell me about this family.
Wonderful people. Salt of the earth. I guarantee you'll think you've known each other forever.
All right. What do I have to do?
I can introduce you with a teleportation spell. Just help me out a bit.
All right.
Do we have your permission to hook you up with your new family our way?
Yes, you do. Wait. We?
That's right.
Then I'd like to take the trainees on an exercise dive into the chasm.
When do you want to do that?
Something's wrong.
More bombs?
No. But something evil.
Hey, Mr. Trainer, don't get your knickers in a twist.
I wouldn't dismiss this, Olivia. Ever since Malcolm mastered his rage, his intuition has been extremely sensitive. Besides, I feel it too.
Let's check it out. Village is this way.
I know, but I feel compelled to travel toward the farm village. Something is definitely amiss there.
So you've been sitting here in front of the gate for 200 years, and the magic leakage from the gate brought you to life?
That is essentially correct.
Our island has a similar origin.
Could you tell me of the world outside? What is it like out there now? My only awareness comes from what people tell me. So I have been in the dark for years.
Well, there's been a... Oh, right. Here, take a bit of this dead skin from my finger.
Yes. Yes, I see it. Oh, what a beautiful place you have come from. Oh, how I would love to meet this island of yours. But I see you have enemies too. Yes. Oh, yes. The people who lived here had enemies as well. Horrible creatures they were. Skin and bone. They stole magic stones, just like yours did. I see you have met the Incentivars. They were the last creatures I had met. That must have been 100 years ago.
100 years? That's awful!
Are there still stones in the mine?
I believe it is so. For some reason, the skinny creatures could not take the stones from the mines. I never understood why.
I think I might know why. Cafe. Can you read the thoughts of the dead as well as the living?
I do suppose I could see the last things they had been thinking of, but I have never tried doing such a thing before.
I recently encountered such a creature as you described. I've been wearing one of its paw bones on my wrist as a trophy. Take this and tell me what you can see.
Oh my! I see a beautiful world, full of plants and animals. Over it all is a benevolent dryad, the spirit of a mighty oak tree. stronger. The roots, they are going so deep into the planet. They are absorbing the world's very life force.
The spirit has become greedy.
He wants more. The plants and animals, their life forces are being absorbed into the tree. The tree spirit controls their lives. He has turned them into living zombies. He is using the zombies to invade other dimensions.
But for all his power, he is still Fey.
He cannot go where he is not invited. He must hire greedy servants to go before him and invite his zombies into the new world.
And its name is?
Mexico. He wants to grow to encompass the entire multiverse. And he has a special interest in your island.
No,
not the island itself, but the world beyond.
Your world
is so magically sterile, just a few miles from the gate. He wants it to use as a sort of lab to perfect new magics. He needs to secure the island first. But there is one who stands in his way. That someone is in terrible danger.
That's right, Oren. I'd like you to meet my friend. Of course, this zombie mouse is only a sort of remote terminal. His real self is much more impressive. Oren, meet Mexico.
Whatever you're planning, I won't let you get away with it.
Oh, but you already have. You wished for a family, and that is exactly what you will get.
My body. I hear what you're doing.
You make sense to live with a human family, and when you arrive, you all remember having a nice, long life together. You don't remember a thing about this island or ever being a better.
Your friend, don't rest me.
Not friends. In a few seconds, they won't know you ever existed. Say goodbye to your life.
Oren's house. The magician's in trouble.
Oren, we're coming.
Oh, I hope we're not too late.
Too late for what?
I don't know. It was something urgent.
You said something about the magician.
Oh, Sam. So why were we headed to Amanda's house?
What has become of Oren? Will his friends ever find him? Will Pan and his team make it back home with those magic stones? Tune in next month for the conclusion of For Want of a Stone. This has been the Otter Island Radio Show. Otter Island is a production of the Riverside Players and stars Oren Otter, Ayla Doom, Max Goof, Wanderer Wolf, Ann Bull, Robert Phelps, Ashen Fox, Caninus O'Farrell, Time Lord, Owen Harris, Phil Goyce, Martin Villainy, and Charles Mathias. This episode was written by Oren Otter and directed and engineered by Ayla Doom, including music gratefully borrowed from Patty Kingsland of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Theme music by Thomas E. Fox. Some sound effects provided by Wallaroo Black. Otter Island is made possible by the Pandora Families of Comics, which may be seen at www.ottercomics.us and has been broadcast on the Otter Tunes Shoutcast Radio Network.